And we are back with segment number two of Investor IQ here on this early Saturday morning. Thanks once again for joining us. Before the break, we were discussing the fact that brokers sometimes charge commissions as well as advisory fees. One thing that I failed to mention in that last segment was that those fees and commissions sometimes can total as much as 2% of your account value every year. So if you are expecting the investment world to offer lower investment returns than what has generally been available for the last couple of decades, let's say stock returns maybe in the high single digits instead of low double digits, a 2% cut from what you're earning could represent maybe 25% of your entire earnings, which is a huge amount. Now, if you compare that to having your money, let's say, in exchange-traded funds that charge a half of a percent, where an investment manager maybe charges another 0.75%, you'd be paying 1.25% and having advice rather than 2%. It can make a drastic difference over time. So anyway, that wraps that up. If you have any questions for us, feel free to give us a call. Rob, why don't you share the contact information?
Phone number is 232-2000, and you can also visit our website at www.wesselinvestment.com.
Great. So what else do you have for us today, Alice?
I have a question from Taylor. It says, I began collecting reduced Social Security benefits at age 63. I'm now 67. I saw something on the web about a Social Security do-over that would allow me to start my benefits over at a higher rate. This sounds too good to be true, is it?
That is actually completely true. It does sound too good to be true. First of all, when you get your Social Security benefits, everyone seems to feel that when you sign up for it and get your retirement benefits, you have done something that is permanent. And you essentially have, unless you later decide to change it. So the Social Security Administration actually does allow for a recipient to undo the entire transaction and to do it over. But it's not for everybody, and it comes with some caveats. So let's cover some of that. If you are 62 years old to 72 years old, you can essentially do this in what amounts to getting an interest-free loan from the government. That is, the benefits that you've received from, let's say, age 62 to age 66, if you repay those benefits, if you repay those benefits in full, you don't need to repay the interest on those benefits. So you do have the ability to start over, but you must have the financial wherewithal to actually repay every penny of those benefits in one lump sum repayment. So the Social Security Administration deems it as repaying and reapplying. You repay the benefits that you've received initially, and then you reapply for your new Social Security benefit, which at a later age would, of course, be higher. So let's take a look at how that might actually benefit somebody. Assume that a person starts taking Social Security benefits at age 62. But if he had waited until age 70, the benefit might be, let's say, 56% higher. Well, that's a big chunk of change on a monthly basis. So if you do the math, in this case, you might find out that it will take, let's say, 10 or 15 years for you to remain alive after reapplying and repaying your benefits to recoup the amount that you've repaid. So if you're not healthy, it automatically doesn't make sense, because let's say that your benefits are 56% higher in the example that I just gave. Let's just also assume, for argument's sake, that now that you have that higher benefit, it might take, let's say, 13 years for you to recoup the amount of benefits that you already received. So if you're not going to be alive for at least that 13-year period from the date that you reapply for the benefits, it will make no sense, and you will end up having shot yourself in the financial foot. So if you're unhealthy, or you don't think that you have longevity on your side, this probably would not be an approach for you. Or if you don't have the money to repay the benefits, it's not even an option for you. I mentioned the interest-free loan. Let's talk about that just for another moment. when you receive your benefits, let's say you receive $90,000 or $100,000 worth of benefits over a seven-year period, really, you have had use of that money over that time. And the government, if it were really trying to play hardball with you, it would ask for those benefits to be repaid plus interest. But that's not the demand that the government is making. It just asks for the benefits to be repaid in the principal amount. So in essence, I believe the program is structured to benefit those who made a mistake. So as this program becomes more and more used, the government could essentially wake up one day and say, well, since it's caught fire and there are so many people requesting these redos, it now makes sense for us to ask for them to repay the interest on the funds as well to make the government whole. So that would be a potential negative that could occur. Let's see. If you don't claim the benefits right away, you'll need a new source of income. So if you want to do the reapply, but you don't reapply right away, you'll need a different source of income to make up for the Social Security benefits that you had been receiving. What else could I say about this? It could make sense, on the other hand, to do this because if you reapply for the benefits and get a bigger benefit and then do live, let's say, the 13 years that I spoke about previously and then die, your wife or your husband or whoever the spouse is would then be entitled to a substantially higher widow's benefit or widower's benefit if that's the case. So that's another aspect to try to keep track of. So anyway, these decisions would not be made lightheartedly. You would need to do some analysis, probably seek some kind of counsel, talk it over, and then you actually have to file some forms with the administration, and it could take a series of months. Rob, you have something?
Yeah, what would the tax consequences be of doing something like this?
The tax consequences could be complicated. You would have to probably file an amended return. To the extent that any of your Social Security benefits were taxed previously, you'd have to go back and kind of have that undone. And it's undoable, but it's going to require a little bit of work. So once you make the decision, you're in for a little bit of complicated involvement with the whole process. So, Alice, do you have something else on the back for us today?
I certainly do. It's another Social Security retirement benefit question from Rhonda. I'm wondering about spouse's retirement benefits. My husband has been the breadwinner, but I have consistently worked part-time. His retirement benefit is projected to be about $1,700 per month, while mine will be about $500. Will I also receive half of his benefit?
We'll try to address that right after the break. I can see we're nudging up against the break. My name is Glenn Wessel. If you have any interest in listening to previous shows, they're all on WWNC's website in the form of a podcast or various podcasts. They're also available on our website, which is wesselinvestment.com. We'll be back in just a moment.